pop on in here. Hey, this is great.
Fullback Braden Jacobs.
That's exactly right. Braden, William Quagamush, great to meet you. Pop that headset on. We're doing it live, baby. Who was it that came in here and was like, so is this like a podcast? Like, what are you guys doing in here?
That was Bentancur.
Wait, that was Bentancur. We're like, nah, man.
We're live.
This is the real
and
thing.
And the color drained out of his face.
Braden, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about fullback Braden Jacobs. Listen, you got to be here like 9 years to actually carry the ball in one of those things. But it had to be nice to like lead block and then – I mean, you stared right into the eyes of a very small human and made sure he knew it was 6 points. That had to feel pretty good.
It did feel really – it actually did feel really good because we put that play in against UNC in specific to face their defense. But then, like, it's also just, like, one of those good plays where it's, like, you're on the one-yard line. And we have nine linemen on that play. Like, the only two that aren't offensive linemen is Cade and Peter.
Ross Taylor – I asked Tim Beret if that was the – biggest by poundage we had ever had in a game, and so he went and asked Ross. It was like 3,400 pounds.
It's the most that Clemson's ever had on one.
The defensive end for Boston College made a business decision. Just got out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, look, even if we stop this one, they're just gonna do it again. So you might as well just open the gate and let him through. You feeling good about where you stand, body, mind, body, soul, like everything feeling good right now?
Yeah, I'd say I'm feeling great, honestly. Just. I just always have to prepare myself to be that, have that next man up mentality for whoever's, if anyone goes down and stuff like that.
Well, you were the next man Saturday for 61 snaps, if I remember right. How did it feel to get that much run in a game and to play well?
I mean, it definitely felt, at first it was like, I guess I didn't expect myself to play that, early, but I'd always had it in the back of my mind, like that I was, like, the, I need to be ready just in case anything happens. So I just... And they definitely, like, Coach Luke definitely put me in there, like, as a surprise, sort of. Like, I can expect to be subbed in whenever because I know he believes in me to do the job. But I don't know, it was just something fun to do. It was just, I felt like after the first drive when we scored, I just felt, like, free. Like, I could do whatever I wanted to, just play my own game.
Did you feel those 61 plays Sunday afternoon?
Not as much as I thought I would,
really?
Honestly.
Good.
If I'm being honest with you. I definitely feel like – I'll say yesterday I definitely felt it more than Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you're the predator and not the prey, like, you probably don't feel it as much. You were mauling people. Like, you're knocking people back. They're just flying through the air. That's a college football. Like, that's got to be a first in your college football. I know high school is different. But, like, college football-wise, like, you're moving people. Some of that you had to be like, oh, man, this is nice. Like, you're rubbing your hands together a little bit.
Yeah, it was nice. It definitely helped boost my confidence in myself and helped me learn that I'm more ready than I guess I kind of thought I was, if I'm being honest with you.
The coaches all the time talk about the game slowing down for freshmen, and or sometimes it's sophomores or juniors. You know, it takes a while. Everybody's at a different time frame. Do you feel – you obviously feel more confident than you did at the beginning of the season – do you feel like it's starting to slow down a little bit now? You seeing things a little better?
Yeah, I think generally, I think when people talk about the game slowing down, I think it starts more of film study and watching what they do, because that's how the game at least slows down for me. Because when like we'll watch film and I'll go to the game and I'll already like be anticipating some of the things that they do, so that's what helps me slow the game down the most.
What? Describe the feeling maybe that you felt on Saturday. Contrast that with, like, the Troy game. You get a couple snaps, and it just felt like – and you could even tell with your body language. Like, you were disappointed in yourself. So what was different about Saturday that allowed you to feel free, like you said, and to settle in?
I think definitely part of the Troy game was he – like, I knew I was going in, but I let the game – that's when I had let the game speed me up. Like, I was just – I was out there, my brain was moving at a million miles an hour, which caused me to do things that I shouldn't have, like, don't necessarily, that I know I shouldn't do, and I know I did, and I was upset about it at the Troy game. But definitely the Boston College game, it helped me the most by, sorry, what was your question again?
What was your question?
Oh, no, I mean, your
question. My question was just, like, what was different? Like, what was that feeling? What allowed you to settle down that you hadn't felt before the Boston College game?
I would generally probably just say preparation. I definitely prepared with a more locked-in, like, mindset, like, knowing that I could be Coach Luke's next man up whenever I'm needed. So it's like more of like a, I know that I need to be ready for anything, basically. So I prepared better, I would say that.
Visiting with Braden Jacobs here on the program, are there older players that you've, like, looked up to, saw counsel from? As you're, like, getting your feet wet in your college experience?
Yeah, I definitely say I look up to the left tackle now, Tristan Lee, Blake Miller, and Walker Parks, who plays guard here. So it's just I've asked them tons of questions about their journeys, and I've asked them, like, I've been straight up, I'm like, on this play, like, what do you do? Like, what is your footwork? What are you thinking? Like, stuff like that.
It's always interesting to talk to players who grew up, like, in an NFL household, because your dad knows what it takes. Your dad knows the film study required, but there are some things that you have to figure out for yourself.
Yeah.
So what was it like growing up in a household, and even growing up in football, where, like, you're a large human, so, you're probably going to play. Like, how is that relationship as your dad's trying to give you what you need, but understanding you got to learn some of the stuff for yourself?
He was definitely aggressive sometimes with stuff I needed, but he always knew that I was one of those kids where if I didn't want to do it, I would look at him. I'd, like, not roll my eyes. I'd give him that, like, sigh of, like, I don't want to do this, but I know I have to get to the level that I want to play at. And it's just, there's a lot of, he, like, growing up, especially with him knowing, like, what it takes, he would always tell me, like, these really, really hard workouts would happen. And he would just be like, just think about where you want to be. And I promise you, the workout, whatever I'm doing, won't hurt as bad as it does.
So what's been the biggest surprise for you for football and for college?
Honestly, I'll say the hardest part about college for me was, like, coming in, was we had more freedom, but more freedom also can cause you to not do as many things that you would normally do, like, especially, like, from an academic standpoint.
Oh, I like that. That'll preach right there. That's a little sermony.
We've all been there, buddy. What about on the football field?
The football field, honestly, what's surprising, it's not even like the plays are run faster. It's just like everyone plays, like, while the play's going, it's just, I love, everyone's a lot more aggressive and, like, it's physical. It's just older, like, people are older. People lift weights. There's up to 6 years of people older than me now that I can play. So it's just the difference in age and strength and stuff like that. I'd say the biggest difference is.
Time for one or two more with Braden Jacobs. Keith Adams Jr. is here. Actually, you know what? No, it's just us. It's just us talking. He can't hear. What's it like blogging for Keith Adams?
I mean, Keith is definitely one of those backs where he'll get the ball, and you know if he'll see that hole and he'll hit the hole, whether someone's about to plug the hole or not, he'll just cover the ball, put his shoulders down, and get as many yards as he can.
What would you say behind his back that you would never say to his face?
I don't say anything that behind his back, honestly. It's just he's a really cool person to be around, and he's a man of many talents.
Oh, what are some of his talents?
He's a singer.
Okay.
Obviously he plays football, he's a singer, and he just filmed a movie that's actually coming out in February.
Shut your mouth.
How about that?
Oh, we got some questions to ask about now. We got some follow-ups. What does he sing the best, like, karaoke-wise?
I actually haven't ever heard him sing a karaoke. Like, we haven't really
because
we do this thing in fall camp called Club All In, but it's only for freshmen freshmen and new staff that came. So I haven't heard him sing live yet.
What was it? Did you sing? Did you do karaoke?
Yeah, I did.
What did you sing?
I sang with Will Helt and Ian Shefflin, actually. We sang Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Oh, man. That's phenomenal. Great choice. One more question. Tell me a little bit about SMU. I know today's a big film study day, but what stands out about them?
I'll say SMU is a very – I mean, they're definitely a team they're a very hungry team that – if we don't play our A game, it'll definitely be a challenge. They're a very aggressive team, and it's just. But I think we're preparing very well as well. It's just we know what they're capable of. We know what we're capable of, and we have to scheme and practice and stuff like that.
Braden, it's been a pleasure. Come back anytime. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back.